USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is continuing to blame Iran for attacks on two oil tankers last week in the Gulf of Oman. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CBS's Face the Nation that the ongoing crackdown on Tehran must continue.
We know that their nuclear program accelerates if they have more money and wealth. If they have more capacity, more resources, they have the access to metals and to materials and to fissile material. If we relieve sanctions, their nuclear program presents an even greater risk to the United States. And so our mission has been very clear. Deny them the wealth and resources and their capacity to build out a nuclear program and be prepared to do all that it takes to prevent that from happening.
Up to 2 million people had gathered in the streets of Hong Kong to demonstrate against a China extradition measure. The protesters are now calling for the resignation of the top official, Carrie Lam. They also want officers to be held accountable for recent police brutality. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Bottlenose dolphins are stranding themselves at an unusually high rate in the North Gulf of Mexico between Louisiana and the Florida Panhandle. Authorities say more than 260 dolphins have been found along the Gulf Coast since February. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, that number is three times the average. Some of the dolphins had freshwater lesions on their skin. An investigative team is exploring possible causes, including massive flooding in the Mississippi spilling into the Gulf, a change in food supply, and after effects from the 2010 Gulf oil spill. The agency is urging the public to immediately report any dead or ailing dolphins they find along the coast. The National Weather Service says four tornadoes touched down in central Indiana on Saturday night. Some of the worst damage was in the city of Beech Grove. More tornadoes are hitting today in Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's now a breakfast wrap recall, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The USDA says in a statement that Ruiz Food Products in Denison, Texas, has issued the recall for its El Monterey brand frozen breakfast wraps that have bacon, egg, potato, and cheese. The problem is the product may also contain little bits of rocks. Over 246,000 pounds of the recalled product made in January has since been distributed to stores all over the nation, and there is one report of a potential injury involving those breakfast wraps. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is kicking off his re-election campaign. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
It's a big week ahead for President Trump as he gears up for a rally in Orlando, Florida, where he's scheduled to announce Tuesday night he's running for re-election. The location, the Amway Center, which holds almost 20,000 people. But today, Father's Day, the president on Twitter, promoting his appearance on ABC News with host George Stephanopoulos, who used to work for the Clintons, a snippet now from ABC.
I have no pitch. You know what I have? The economy is phenomenal. We've rebuilt our military. We're taking care of our vets. We're doing the best job that anybody's done, probably as a first-term president. I think I've done more than any other first-term president ever.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.